Just add one other piece to give you a little bit of perspective of how big these farms would be eventually. The farms being built in Europe today are in a 400 to 500 megawatt range. What does that mean? They're using mostly 5 megawatt turbines, the new generation of turbines. So say you want to build a 1,000 megawatt farm. 1,000 megawatts is roughly a nuclear power plant worth of wind. So 1,000 megawatt is like 1 gigawatt equal to 1 nuclear power plant. Maniaki used to be 0.6 gigawatt. So a gigawatt is equal to a nuclear power plant. So the question is, how big would a nuclear power plant worth of wind be out there? How much real estate do I need in the ocean to put a nuclear power plant worth of wind? What you would need about 200 5-megawatt turbines, because 200 times 5 is 1,000. These turbines would be roughly 1/6 of a mile apart, and they would take up an area of 8 miles by 8 miles. So an area offshore that's about 8 miles long and 8 miles wide would be enough to house about 200 turbines, and each would be 5 megawatts and produce a nuclear power plant worth of wind. Now, how about the cable? That was the question. Now, all of these turbines will have essentially cables coming out of each turbine that will come together at one point offshore. And then you bring only a single cable back from that farm back to shore. And so you only need one cable from this farm back to shore. So the problem is with the cables is mostly not that single line coming back to shore, but all the cabling within, if you wish, that 8 mile by 8 mile farm. That's the issue where you probably have to stop harvesting or dragging down in that particular area. But there's just one cable coming back from shore to shore. Hopefully that puts a perspective on the problem that needs to be solved.
We have a few more questions.